has been a little while since we visited with our next guest. She's Linda Bolivar. She's the executive director of the Multicultural Leadership Program, and we welcome back her to the WJBC studio. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great. Thanks for
having me.
When's
the last time I spoke with you? It's been a couple of months.
Well, I came in December, but you weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
So I think it's been November since you and I talked.
Yeah, I was gone, and that must have been early last month. So,
I think it was.
And you've got all kinds of things coming up, including a couple of networking events. Just let's remind everybody just off the top who are not familiar with the Multicultural Leadership Program, what it's all about.
Sure. We are a small local nonprofit. We run a 9-month leadership development program, and our whole purpose is to develop leaders who engage the power of diverse perspectives to improve our world. So people in our class, they are individuals who are 21 or older and live or work in McLean County. A lot of them are already in leadership roles. Some come into the program because they want to move into leadership roles. The class runs July through March of every year with 2 learning events per month.
Now, just to go off script here for a minute, there are a lot of leadership programs here in McLean County. There's the Leadership McLean County program,
correct,
which we have a regular guest every month that comes in and talks to us about that. Do you guys ever find that you're either A, competing for people, and I guess that's probably a poor term, but you know what I'm trying to get at,
sure,
or do some of them take one and sort of transition into another?
We definitely have people who have gone through both programs. There are some similarities and some differences. For one thing, their program meets on Fridays during the workday, which works well for some people. Our program is outside of the work hours, the standard workday. We have Thursday night sessions, which are 4:30 to 9, and then Saturdays, which are 7:30 a.m. to 5. And then I think there are some differences in our curriculum, too. So definitely there are people who have gone through both of them, and it's great that we have a lot of leadership opportunities in our community because I think leadership is very important.
Sure. And it develops a certain character. And also, from what I've noticed from talking to people in both programs, there's a self-confidence that if it's not there, it's created, it's cultivated, and if it already is there, it's strengthened.
I think that's true. And I think another important thing is that it really builds connections and relationships. One of our focuses is building authentic relationships, and because we really try to recruit from a very, very diverse pool, we have people every year who come from different countries, different religions, from nonprofit, for-profit, a wide variety of the socioeconomic spectrum. And so we bring together people who really would not have gotten to know each other typically if it weren't for this program.
All right. Tell us what's going on with the Multicultural Leadership.
We have so many things going on this time of year. Next week's class, there are 2 parts to it. There's speed networking, which is 5 to 6 p.m. And then after a little reception, we're going to have our leadership and education panel. We do have a couple of spots left for speed networking. If someone is a leader in the community and interested in meeting with our class, they could call our office at 556-3651 and see if we still have a spot open when they call. Then on February 3rd, we have a board networking fair. And what that is, any board in McLean County who's interested in talking to our class participants as potential board members can sign up for that fair. And it's sort of like a craft fair, an internship fair, where people can go around to different stations and get to know individuals. There are 25 spots max. We have 18 organizations signed up for that. And that one's at Country Financial. And you'll notice a trend. We have events all over town. So that one's at Country Financial. The speed networking, I'm not going to put the location because that's top secret, RSVP only. If you call me and get on the list, I'll get you the location. Then we also have our final project presentations, which will be Saturday, March 3rd at Heartland Community College. And I know we've talked before, we have 5 nonprofit projects we work on every year. And we will have the presentations of their final work on Saturday, March 3rd. Typically, our project presentations have been in the morning. We're mixing things up a little bit this year. And presentations will be in the afternoon, 2:30 to 5. And right before that will be a reception for people, really a recruitment informational session for people interested in applying for next year. That's at 1:30 on Saturday, March 3rd. And then the culmination of this year, Saturday, April 28th, our graduation at the ISU Bone Student Center. Tickets are $50 per person for that. And we have actually an Illinois Wesleyan alum who will be our keynote speaker that night. Her name is Charlene Carruthers. This fall, she got an Illinois Wesleyan Alumni Award. She's 10 years out of IWU. She is a dynamic speaker. She runs a national youth leadership organization. She has been in all sorts of national media, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, Ebony Magazine. I don't even know. She's just dynamic. And when I looked her up on LinkedIn, she had just done a Google Hangout with Oprah. So we're just delighted to have her.
So she's a broadcaster?
No, she actually runs a youth leadership organization. But she is very... she's just very well spoken and an activist, and she gets out there and gets interviewed all sorts of places.
Well, so since when that is approaching, you said it's on April 28th,
yes.
When that time gets close, maybe you could touch base with her, and while you're in here talking to us, we can get her on the phone. And
she would love that.
We could get her involved in the segment as well.
That'd be fantastic. She lives in Chicago, and I know she'd be thrilled to call in and do that.
Yeah, we can do that. That's easy to do. We do that all the time. All right, now your Community Service Award nominations are out. Why don't you run over what that's all about and some of the past recipients?
Absolutely. Every year we honor some individuals at our graduation, and the it's actually not posted on our website yet. It will be within the next week, but we will be looking to honor individuals. There'll be one person who's an alum of our program and then one general community member from McLean County.
So people can still nominate
someone?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nominations are open until March 12th, so we're just now opening the nominations.
If you want to nominate someone, how would you go about doing that?
You would go to our website next week. I didn't get it up before I got over here today. So we'll say next week, go to our website, and we'll have the nomination form up there, and it will be people who you think are great leaders in the community, and they would embody some of our key characteristics. So those will be on the website too. But being a servant leader, which means a leader who's there for the greater good, they're there to make things better, not just for their own self-importance. They're self-aware and always looking to grow as a leader. They have authentic relationships. They really foster diversity inclusion, which means making sure they involve all different types of people, not just having them there, but including them, and then trying to make a positive impact. So we'll have all those criteria on there, and we'll give people until March 12th to nominate individuals. And it'll just be four simple questions about what impact have they made, how are they a role model, et cetera.
How long have you been the executive director there of McLean? I'm sorry, I almost called you McLean County Leadership.
Multicultural Leadership Program.
Multicultural Leadership Program. This goes back to what I was talking about before. There's several leadership
yes.
programs, and we happen to be fortunate enough on WJBC to have a segment with two of them every month, and now I'm intertwining them.
That's okay. Yes. So I actually graduated from the program in 2014. Shortly afterwards, I became the program coordinator to train for a year for the outgoing executive director, Sonia Mao. And then in the summer of 2015, I became the executive director. So I've actually been the executive director 2.5 years, but I've been with the program in one way or another for 4.5 years.
All right. And then how old is the program?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. This is our 9th class, and we have a lot of things we're gearing up to do, because in July we will kick off our 12th class, and we're going to celebrate big. Or 12th, 10th. I don't know my math anymore. This is the 9th class.
You're skipping a couple of grades there.
I am. Okay, so in July we'll kick off our 10th class.
All right, very good. And just to look at some of the past Community Service Award winners, they include Dr. Al Bowman, Mike Matejka, who we know very well here at WJBC. He's one of our voices. Last year it was Dante Latson. Tell me about Dante Latson.
Sure. Dante is the head of our local YWCA. And as you probably know, they work hard in the community to empower women, eliminate racism. Dante has been very active in really moving that organization forward and connecting with other organizations in the community. He's been a great asset in the relatively short time that he's been here. So we honored him last year, along with our alumni award was Tejas Johnny, who was in my MCLP class of 2014. And Tejas has all sorts of leadership roles in the community with For a Better Tomorrow. He has led the Kite Fest. He led the huge carnival at Colleen Hoos Elementary. He's been a great leader, too.
Yeah, that's all these people do a lot to contribute, and you do a good job of recognizing them. All right, anything else?
Well, I think if anybody is interested in learning about the Multicultural Leadership Program, whether it's one of the upcoming events or maybe applying to have a nonprofit project for next year or applying to next year's class, look us up on bn-mclp.org or call the office at 556-3651, and we would be happy to connect with you.
Yeah, maybe you would like to become a part of the program.
Yes, yes. We are going to be opening up our applications on February 15th, and those will be due in May for next year's class. So we'll be starting a whole new group next year of people who want to become better leaders.
What do you look for in an applicant?
Well, the basic criteria, you have to apply, you need to be 21 or older and live or work in McLean County. But what we're really looking for is people who have a passion to become a better leader. And so we do ask people if they have current leadership roles. A lot of people do. Not everybody does. And if they don't have a current leadership role, then we'll have references that will speak to their potential for growth in leadership. So really people who want to make the world a better place. Some of our graduates go on to do a lot of community service and serving on nonprofit boards. Others don't, but they find that after they graduate, they do better in their jobs. They find promotions or just work more harmoniously with people, and others, it helps them at home. So anyone who thinks that that would make a difference for them and then is open to working with a diverse group, because I tell you, we have very diverse classes. And so those are the two key things, is passion to become a better leader and being open to the concept of diversity and inclusion.
All right, Linda. Linda Bolivar from the Multicultural Leadership Program. Well, I think you're coming back here, what, next week with one of your project teams?
We have some project teams. We're getting signed up.
Okay.
So, yes, people will get to meet those
in the coming
weeks. We'll
meet some of
those
people here next week.